prepared to do so, for I thought that, placed as I was, any protest would have had no effect in case there had been an intention to delay. By and by, however, as I was curious to know how time was passing, I struck a match, and by its flame looked at my watch. It was within a few minutes of midnight. This gave me a sort of shock, for I suppose the general superstition about midnight was increased when a dog began to howl somewhere in the farmhouse, far down the sink, the long, agonized wailing as if from fear. Sound was taken by another dog, then another and another, and borne on the wind, which now sighed softly through the pass, a wild howling began, which seemed to come from all over the country, as far as the imagination could grasp it through the gloom of the night. At the first howl, the horses began to strain and rear, but the driver spoke to them soothingly, and they quieted down, and shivered and sweated as though after a runaway from sudden fright. And far off in the distance, the mountains under the silence, began a louder and sharper howling, that of the wolves, which affected both the horses and myself in the same way, for I was minded to jump from the calèche and run, whilst they reared again and plunged madly, so that the driver had to use all his great strength.
Strength to keep them from